Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure having you on Ball Speak. I wish you a happy new year 2022, and I know that in 2021 we did not interact as much, but I am happy to be back, and I promise you that in 2022 we're going to have more episodes on a weekly basis. In 2021 I had taken hiatus from podcasting, but in 2022 we will be fully back. So I know that 2021 was not easy for most of you, most of us, of course. You know, some of you lost your investments, I can relate. Some of you lost your jobs, lost your loved ones due to COVID or other sicknesses or other events of life. And you feel like maybe 2022, it's not what you think it's going to be. But I just want to remind you that this is an open book. It's an empty page. It's like a book full of pages that are blank that you've been given to write. So if you're given that opportunity to rewrite the events of your life, this is it. Every time we start a new year, it's like God is giving us an opportunity to start again and use this as a new beginning for you to start your career and get back on track, start finding new ways of building back your investments, your savings, and so on and so forth. And remember that as long as you keep on trying, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't get out of the game, you'll always stand a chance. So I have faith in all of you people that this year is going to be a great year. It's going to be a good year, as long as you plan for it accordingly and you pray and make sure that you do all your best. And above all, remember that your mental health counts. And if you're okay upright, then if you're okay up there, and it means that you're going to have a positive impact on those around you. And that's what matters most. It is important that we care about those who are around us, and our mental health is key. This is one of the things that I realized in 2021. So it's important that you keep yourself on check. If possible, take time out and try and set yourself forth and set yourself in a way that you're going to have a positive impact. And of course, don't be shy to seek mental health care if you're sick, not really sick, but if you just feel stressed and feel hopeless, feel like things are not working out the way you want them to, or you feel like you're having weird thoughts, of course, you know, that's what mental health care is. And it's not a problem, it's not shameful for you to do that, because it's caring about you and also caring about those who are around you. But I have faith that this year is going to be that year that you're going to make new proceeds, you're going to achieve new goals, you're going to break new records, personal records, you know, because they always say that the best way to compete is to compete yourself with yourself, and don't compare yourself with others, because what is in you is greater than anything that is in any other person. That's why we all have our unique features. So be you, do you, do your best. My name is Mohani Gamali, and of course I'm the host of this Ball Speak podcast. If you have any comments, any questions, of course you can get me at MK Gamali on Twitter, MK Gamali on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn. Till next time, I wish you nothing but the best, and I believe that this year is going to be our year collectively. If you have any thoughts, anything that you'd like me to speak about, don't feel shy to share. And if you'd like to co-host, of course I'm open to listen in and share thoughts and share ideas and see how we can proceed. And of course, if you'd like to sponsor this podcast, I'm always open. This is your podcast. This is your platform. We can always do better if we join hands. And I believe in you, in all of you. May God bless you. Till next time, it's been a pleasure. Have a happy new year 2021. Adios. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Ball Speak. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, and as always, I'm your host for Ball Speak. This is our weekly episode for our second week of 2022, and I am happy to have you on board. And this week, we're going to speak about managing change, and I hope you enjoy. So over the past 1 week, I have been seeing different things happening, not just to me, but also to the people around me, because this is the time that people start considering changing jobs, people start considering taking new academic opportunities for the year, and planning on if you like to acquire new skills, if you'd like to add upon your experiences, and so on and so forth. And I realized that in the trying times and the difficult times that have been brought by the pandemic, we always find ourselves in a catch-22 situation where we are not sure exactly if we should go for the opportunities that we would like to or not. But one thing that I have come to learn is that the only thing that doesn't change is change itself, because it's the only thing that remains constant, you know, if you get what I mean, or, you know. Yeah, so don't be shy to adapt to change, because if you don't, then you're going to be left behind. Let's say if you realize that at your workplace you're starting to lag behind and your skills are becoming monotonous in your sector, then maybe it's time that you add upon that which you have and acquire some new skills or some technical knowledge that is going to put you ahead in your field. And it's never late to try something new. It's never late to start again. It's never late to learn something new. And it's also never late to try new jobs, you know. You never know where your career path leads you, and as long as you focus on your stability and your growth, then all is going to be fine. Above all, let's not forget that in everything we do, even when we adapt to change, we should always remember sustainability, because if we don't have a sustainable world, then everything that we are doing is going to be nada, as they say, or is going to be useless, because our posterity depends on us. So let's make our change sustainable, let's make our progress sustainable, and let's change for the good, for the better, and for our most prosperous world. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, and till next time, I hope you take one or two or three points from my talk. And of course, if you have something that you'd like me to speak about, of course you can write me an email, you can comment on this post, or you can send me messages on my social media platform, MK Gamaliel, across the board, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, yes. And for all those who have been sending their messages, I'm glad. And of course, in the next episode, I'm going to do a shout-out episode to shout at all of you amazing people from across the world. Till next time, have a blast and have a happy week ahead. Thank you.